Our own body cells are eukaryotic. They have a nucleus that bacteria do not. They have a whole series of other features, organelles such as mitochondria, the Golgi apparatus to sort things out, the cytoskeleton that gives cells shape and some motion, and more. How did it all get put together over evolutionary time? No one was there to observe the events, but life evolved only once, and we are all descended 3.5 billion years back from a common ancestor, a very simple bacterium. The traces of big events such as gaining mitochondria by taking in bacteria are there in the DNA. Christopher Kay and five colleagues in the UK, the Netherlands, Hungary, and Japan took a very deep dive. They looked at duplications of genes that are tied to the big gains in structure and function. Duplications of genes happen many times. Sometimes one copy holds pretty much the original function, while the other copy evolves to have a very different function, such as making a cytoskeleton when there wasn't one before. Their work is a real tour de force in finding the duplications despite changes in function and also in dating when they occurred. There are now powerful techniques of molecular biology to do both of these inquiries. I can't overemphasize the phenomenal amount of work this group did. They read history in modern DNA. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.